he was coming, he said unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put of the damsel and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. I'm believing God for you, that God will do something in your life that will cause your mockers to be astonished with great astonishment. I thought I would have two people to believe it today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why God has to move. Praise the Lord. Because when God moves, astonishing things take place. Hallelujah. That's why we need the move of God. I titled today's message, Invading the Impossible. Invading the Impossible. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you because you're already here. You're here in your power. You're here in the fullness of authority. Take hold with me to deliver this message today. And that everyone under the sound of my voice will experience the move of God. Amen. In their situations and circumstances. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Hallelujah. You may be seated. You see, in the realm of human life, and which is a realm in which you and I are now, we are in the natural realm, even though we are spirits, but we are in a natural realm. So in the natural human realm, there are things, certain situations that are beyond human ability and seem impossible. In the natural human realm, there are situations that naturally seem impossible or irreversible based on our natural understanding. It's impossible for it to be reversed. There are situations that even science would tell you, this is the dead end. Nothing can happen. Because physics, if you did a little bit of physics, physics says a matter remains in a place until something external is applied to it. Praise the Lord. For example, to a poor man, becoming a person of means and substance is impossible. To a person that has a life-threatening disease that the doctors have written you off because nobody has ever come out of it. Good health and healing is impossible in this natural human life. To a young lady who is pregnant, about to deliver her first child, and the doctor said, you need a cesarean operation because there is no way this child can be born naturally. And she has no money whatsoever. She would find herself in a dilemma of impossibility. When you have sat for certain exam over and over and over and over and over and over again, and the result is always coming back fail, 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 fail. Success is impossible. When a man lame from birth, from his mother's womb, came out of the mother's womb lame, crippled, the idea of ever walking on his two legs is an impossible task. To a woman born without a womb, getting pregnant is an impossibility. To a person dealing with lingering issue, stubborn yokes that have all this while refused to move, it has become a mountain of impossibility. When you have done all that you know to do to move it and it refused to budge. Hello? So, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you think. In this human life, natural realm that you and I are in right now, there are situations that are seemingly irreversible. Hello, somebody. When a marriage has scattered completely for many years, husband and wife have separated, everyone gone in their own ways, reconciliation is seemingly impossible. Hello? Hallelujah. Amen. But there is one thing that we must know. As children of God, that there is a realm that controls the natural human realm. We need to understand that there is another realm in which a higher power resides. Praise the Lord. A supernatural realm in which a supernatural higher power resides in. Thank you, Jesus. For us, as people of God? What do we say when we are faced with such situations in our lives? When we have mountains of need that remain unmet in our lives, do we succumb to what the natural human realm tells us about our situation? Or do we look elsewhere for solutions for the mountain to be moved? Hallelujah. What do we do? Do we resign ourselves to what we have been told about our situation? Do we resign ourselves to what our situation is telling us? Should the lame man surrender and succumb to his lameness? Should the barren woman accept barrenness? Hello? Should the man or woman who is trying to forge ahead academically and has a mountain of failure all around him or her, should he or she just resign to failure? Should we accept what life hands over to us? I'm asking you, people of God. Or should we believe that there is still a ray of light at the end of the tunnel? Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. From our text today, something happened. A little girl died. Jesus was sent for. It was a dead situation. Dead situation. This is final. But Jesus was invited. Hallelujah. He was brought in to get involved in a dead situation. He was brought in to get involved in a lost cause. He was brought in to have a say in a situation that everyone, the multitude, everyone that was there already agreed that this is a dead end. Hello? There are people who will agree with you that your situation is a dead end. There are people who will tell you, forget about it. Just forget about it. Just continue. Do whatever you can do in life. Hello? Such people will be astonished with great astonishment. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. This was a situation that is relatively beyond any human capability. Once you are dead, you are dead. This is a dead end. We can go no further. He can't change. But Jesus, let's see what Jesus will say to it. Hallelujah. So when we as people of God, I say, Lord, what shall we say to these things? What we should say is what Jesus will say to that particular situation. How do we know what Jesus will say? We invite him into the situation. You bring him to be involved. And let's hear what he will say. I hope somebody is getting something out of this. Hallelujah. When you are faced with a seemingly impossible situation, something that is beyond any human capability, bring Jesus in. Hallelujah. They brought him in. In fact, from our text, hear the reaction of the people. Why are you bothering and troubling the master? Hello? Why are you troubling him? Did Jesus complain? And say, why are you troubling me? Why are they saying they are troubling him? Jesus never told them. You see, this is how, if you are not careful, there are voices, faithless ideas and suggestions that will speak into your ears, telling you, don't pray about it. It's all over. No need to tell God about this one. Nothing can change. Praise the Lord. But you see, as a child of God, if you are truly living who you are, you will pray about everything. Because prayer is actually having a conversation with your Father. That's what prayer is. Anytime you choose to have a conversation over a matter with him, you are getting him involved. Praise the Lord. Something that looks mundane to you as a gridlock on the road. Hallelujah. Of a rainy weather that wants to spoil your occasion. Is somebody listening here? Something that you and I would accept easily and say, well, it doesn't matter, nothing spoil. He wants to be involved in everything. And he's not complaining that you get him involved. Because every situation to him is an opportunity for him to reveal himself. So that those who do not believe him will be astonished with great astonishment. Hallelujah. Don't trouble the master. That's the devil talking. That sick old devil that is going to end up in the lake of fire. That smelly spirit. Unclean spirit was telling, don't bother. Nothing can change. It can't change. They've shut the door against you. They won't open it. Hello? They can't take any application anymore. It's too late. Hello? That's exactly what they're saying. It is too late. Are you hearing a voice that is telling you, whispering into your ears, it is too late? That voice is not from God. That's not the voice of God. Hallelujah. How do I know it? Let's read on. This is how we know it is not the voice of God. Because if it is the voice of God, what he's saying will come to pass. Hallelujah. And if it is not the voice of God, then what he said will never see the light of day. Glory be to Jesus. So Jesus was invited and Jesus came. When he got there, he saw people weeping and wailing greatly. And he came in.
Hear what Jesus said. Please, this is important. When you are faced with a seemingly impossible situation in your life, I don't know what you are dealing with. I don't know what you are struggling with right now. I don't know the situation in which you are. And it rarely seems day after day, it's becoming even more impossible. Hello? I don't know if it has to do with your schooling. I don't know whether it has to do with your desire to be married. I don't know whether it's your desire to set up a business or to, you know, enlarge your coast. I don't know what the need is in your life. It could be in the area of your health and you are looking at it and you say, this is impossible. Maybe you're looking at yourself and say, God can't really use me greatly. There is nothing that, I mean, just me. It's impossible. You know my past. How can God use me? All the things that I've done in the past. Hear what the Bible says here. So what is the first thing that you do? You invite Jesus. What? In fact, the Bible said Jesus came. So anytime you invite Jesus, he comes. Praise the Lord. For he said it, whoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. So he came. He showed up. God is going to show up in your situation this time. In the name of Jesus. He will show up this week. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout a bigger amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So the first thing, you invite Jesus. Jesus shows up. Hallelujah. The next thing that Jesus did in verse 39. He said, why make ye ado and weep? Why are you weeping? Why are you sorrowful? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. Ah, glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Now this is where Jesus... I like him when he shows off. Praise the Lord. He said, he's not dead. I'm here for somebody today. God sent me to someone today. That situation that you think this one is dead and buried, nothing can happen. No change can happen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hear the word of the Lord today. It is not dead. It's just sleeping. And Jesus is here today to cause it to arise. Jesus is here to wake it up. In the name of Jesus, if you believe it, rise on your feet and shout the biggest hallelujah. When Jesus is invited, the atmosphere changes. And the first way you change an atmosphere is to say the contrary to what you see. That's the way. Praise the Lord. The song the choir sang, you see, you've got to affect an atmosphere. Because the atmosphere would determine the move of God over that situation. If it is a negative atmosphere, you will stop the Spirit of God from moving the way he wants to move. He will not have liberty. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Jesus understood that. So he knew first, I've got to change the atmosphere. They thought it is dead. I've got to change what they are speaking. Because here, they are speaking impossibility. I've got to first change the atmosphere. Affect the atmosphere by saying the contrary. Is somebody listening here? So that when you are faced with a situation, what comes out of your mouth first is not, hey, Mugbe. If you do not change the atmosphere, the status quo remains. The dead remains dead. Hallelujah. But if your first respond, hallelujah, first responder, glory be to Jesus. The first thing that you say, when that thing happens, you say just like Jesus says it. You see, Jesus is our perfect example. So I make up my mind, this is it. So how did Jesus do it? When you are faced with things like this, Just go. One, what did he do? Invite Jesus. Number two, change the atmosphere. Praise the Lord. You change the atmosphere by what you say. What are you saying? You are seeing something die. My business is dying. My relationship is dying. My marriage is dying. This one is dying. My health is dying. No, that is what you see, but that is not what you see. Hallelujah. You say you are not dying. In fact, you are living. You are alive. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You speak to your business and say, you can't die. You are alive. Hallelujah. That's exactly what Jesus did. He first affected the atmosphere. And let's see what he did. If you want the Holy Ghost to move, some things must first move out. Let's go on. Keep your eye on the Word of God. And they laughed him to scorn. You see? They mocked him. You know why? Don't you wonder why? They laughed at Jesus when he was speaking what they cannot see. They expected him to join them in the dead parade. But Jesus says, What is the living doing among the dead? The child is not dead. You are dead. They laughed him to scorn. You know why? Because they lacked understanding. They are tied to the limitations and the restrictions of this natural human life. That's all they understand. They have no idea of any other realm that has a higher power that can affect what they are seeing. They lack knowledge of it. And so they are only resigned to what the natural life tells them. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I can't make it. It can't be done. It's too late. No one can help me. I'm on my own. I've tried. It didn't work. That's the end. I accept it like that. Jesus says, Don't draw me into your deadness. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And they laughed him to scorn because they didn't understand. They would think, you see, why they were laughing at Jesus is because, in fact, they must have looked at Jesus as the one that is an idiot. He's dumb. Definitely has an issue that is mental. Hello? Could I pour you a quick? Because he's not seeing what we are seeing. This child is dead. And this one is saying he's sleeping. He can't even differentiate a dead person from somebody that is sleeping. Hello? That's how the demons laugh. When the demons know that you don't have any money and you are saying, I am rich. He doesn't even know the difference between being rich and being poor. See this poor man, say he is rich. This one that can't even take Okada. Doesn't have 200 naira Okada. He's saying he's rich. Where is your riches? They are laughing. That's how they laughed at Jesus. They thought that he was an idiot. He's either dumb, you see, a dumb person who really has absolutely no ability to comprehend things. Hello? That he's retarded. That's how we sound to those who have no faith. That's how you sound to those who see, who are tied to the natural realm and see the deadness of your situation. That's how we appear to them. as people that are either crazy, mad, or you have lost your mind, really. But may I tell you something, people of God? If you are going to operate from a higher power realm like Jesus did, you are going to have to lose your mind to take on the mind of Christ. Praise the Lord. You actually would have to lose your mind because your mind is tied to this natural world. Your mind is tied to what science tells you, that anything that goes up must come down due to the law of gravity. But there is a higher law. Praise the Lord. There is what? A higher law. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Even the Wright brothers proved science wrong. Can you imagine? They proved science wrong. Gravity will say, if you go up, you have to come down. But the Wright brothers, who actually invented an airplane, even proved them wrong. When you see a Boeing 747 or Airbus double-decker plane that can carry 400 people, hallelujah, with tons and tons and tons of luggages, and is going up and is not coming down, it makes nonsense of the law of gravity. Praise the Lord. So you've got to lose your mind and exchange it for the mind of Christ. So if your mind is telling you it is impossible, you need to jettison your mind and put on the mind of Christ that says, with me, all things are possible. And because you have gotten me involved in this, impossibility will become possible. Hallelujah. The irreversible will be reversed because you got me involved. Praise God. Do I have people here with the mind of Christ? Yes, yes. Because those are the people that will cause others to be astonished with great astonishment. Those that have the mind of Christ. The mind that never gives up. The mind that sees possibilities. Limitless possibilities. That's the mind of Christ. So Jesus spoke possibility in the face of impossibility. And they laughed him to scorn. And when they had put, and when he had put them all out, did you see? The Bible says all the people that don't believe what he was saying, he got rid of all of them. Hallelujah. He got rid of the wailers and the wailing and those who will put their hands together. From today, all the people that are folding their arms concerning your situation, folding their arms, coming to you, folding their arms concerning your situation, not providing any solution, but they have come to wail and weep for you, God will drive them out of your way. In the mighty name of Jesus. You don't need a pity party. Hallelujah. Come on. Encourage yourself. You don't need a pity party. That's not what you need. What you need is the impossibility in your life to become possible. That's what you need. And people who will come for work, they are not doing anything about it. Come on, get Jesus involved. Invite him in. He's the only one that can do it. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. He drove them all out. The only people that he left with him in the room where the little girl was lying was the father of the girl and the mother. And then the three disciples. Peter, James, and John. And the Bible says, he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talita kumi, which interprets, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Invite Jesus. Change the atmosphere. Have the mind of Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Jesus invaded the atmosphere with possibility mentality. This is how you impose the supernatural on the natural. It is by a possibility mentality. That's how you invade that impossible mountain. You must have that possibility mentality. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, have a possibility mentality. So Jesus must first work. He's working on your mind. You must allow the Holy Ghost to work on your mind. If he can't change your mind, he can't change your situation. Did somebody hear that? If he cannot change your mind concerning your situation, he cannot change the situation. So what he wants to do is to change your mind, to change how you read what you are going through. Your possibility mentality will subdue the natural. It will eliminate fear. That was what Jesus did. He eliminated fear. Is somebody noting all these things down? Because there are principles here that you need to follow. Anytime that you are faced with an impossible situation, impossible task, it's possible. Fear must be eliminated. And you eliminate that fear with the mind of Christ. A positive mentality. Mark 11, 22 to 24. This is how faith works. Jesus was exercising faith here. And what is faith? Faith is what? The Bible tells us in Hebrews 11 and verse 1. Faith is what? The substance of things that you hope for. And the evidence of things that you have not yet seen. That's what faith is. Now, I break it down as this. The faith is a practical demonstration of your confidence in God and in His Word. Is a practical demonstration of your confidence in God and in His Word. So your confidence must be practically demonstrated. Amen. The proof of your faith. You believe that God has given you something. Like people who believe God. Yeah, I'm getting married. When you believe and you said you have faith. In fact, amongst the places that you go shopping or window shopping will be where they are selling wedding dresses. It is a practical demonstration of your confidence in God and His Word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You're looking for a job, you want to get that. So you go and get yourself a suit. Getting yourself ready for the interview. Hallelujah. That you've dropped your application. They are going to call me for an interview.
You get your suit well dry cleaned. You put a matching tie there. Hallelujah. Clean the shoe and put everything in a nice place. You see it every morning. Hallelujah. And you look at that suit and you said, you'll be one on the day I'm going for that interview. Hello? Now, don't you know that to an unbeliever, you will sound like a mad person? Hello? That is why, look, your situation is going to become an astonishment. People will be astonished because you are acting as if you are out of your mind. God will be crazy. Say you are going for an interview. Yeah. I am going for that interview. Praise the Lord. When you have a mind of Christ, you will expect the unexpected. Praise the Lord. So the switch from impossibility to possibility is faith. Is what? Is faith. Faith is the switch. On, off. On, off. That's your faith is the switch. You switch what life says is off. You switch it on by your faith. And what did we say faith is? By your practical demonstration of your confidence in God and in His Word. Mark 11:22-24 says, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Did you hear that? And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that these things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. If you believe that what you said will come to pass before your very eyes, before the eyes of your mockers, they shall see an astonishment. Amen. They will be astonished. Amen. And Jesus understood that. He believed that when he said the child sleepeth, he shall have what he said. And he had what he said because the child arose. Impossibility became possible. The irreversible became reversible. I prophesy a divine reversal. Over every mountain of impossibility in your life, in your finances, in your family, in your marriage, in your business, on your job, in your school, in the name of the Lord Jesus. That mountain of impossibility concerning your health, what God has not planted in your body, should have no reason to be comfortable there. It's comfortable because we accept it. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes some things is, well, that existing condition. Hello? You can reverse an existing condition. From what we have read today, I don't know about you. Even I'm going to seriously be looking. Once I see anything like this showing like impossibility, I'm taking my Bible. I'm reading it over and over again. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I will, what did Jesus, okay, Jesus is over to you now. I invite you, change the atmosphere. Okay, this is possible. It's not an impossibility. Pray. Are you understanding? Are you following? No, let's practicalize this thing. Faith is a practical thing. It's an action. Faith is not just sitting somewhere and hoping and wishing that something is going to happen. Wishers never win. I wish. Your wishes will never change anything. It will never reverse the irreversible. Hallelujah. Until you start to change the atmosphere.
Have a mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Switch on faith and switch off fear. Is somebody following the Holy Ghost here? Jeremiah 32 and verse 17. And I'm about to close there. Jeremiah 32 and verse 17. Ah, thou Lord God, hath made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. And nothing is what? Nothing is too hard for you to do. Nothing is too hard for God to do. I want you to say to yourself three times till your spirit lay hold on what you are saying, because your spirit recognizes your voice. Say it to yourself. Nothing is too hard for God to do. Nothing is too hard for God to do. Nothing is too hard for God to do. Nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 1, verse 31 to 35, this is a story of Mary after she was visited by angel Gabriel, telling her about a fantastic story of how she was going to be pregnant and bring forth a child that is going to be the savior of the world. Ha, 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 ha. Hello. No, really. I don't know about you. In the natural realm, that is an impossible, is a fallacy. What are you talking about? What is this angel talking about? If the first thing you say, Satan, I bind you. Who are you deceiving here? How can this happen? But an atmosphere of expectancy is a breeding ground for miracles. So as God's children, we must do what? We must expect the unexpected. The unexpected is the supernatural. Praise the Lord. And we must expect the supernatural in every situation that presents itself as irreversible or impossible to us. We must expect the unexpected. And we know exactly how to do it, because we know how Jesus did it. And we'll do it exactly the way he did it. We will get exactly the same result. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. And that is exactly what is going to happen. Are there people in this place today, you want to change the atmosphere? The Spirit of the Lord is here. It's time to change that atmosphere. Those situations you've been looking at and you are saying, it's not possible. It's too late. I bind that too late syndrome in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind that demonic spirit that comes to whisper in the ears of people of God that something is too late. I bind that spirit. I command his works destroyed in the name of Jesus. I reject his faithless suggestions and ideas. I disallow them to influence your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise on your feet. As you stand in faith today, because there's no point saying I'm a child of God, I'm a child of God, I'm a child of God, and there is no works to our faith. What is it all about? It's not just about coming to church every Sunday, Sunday in, Sunday out, week in, week out. It's about putting that your faith to work. It is about putting on the mentality of possibility. It's about inviting Jesus to every situation and circumstance that presents itself as an impossibility in your life. Hallelujah. There is nothing too hard for God to do. You heard it today. Our Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth. By thy outstretched arm, you have made it. And nothing is too hard for you to do. Praise the Lord. Nothing is too hard for God to do. Absolutely nothing. Beloved, what have you been confessing? How have you been affecting the atmosphere? What have you been saying? Somebody died, Jesus says he's not there. What have you been saying? Are you saying to yourself, this, my dream is dead. My dream to make it in life, to be a man of substance, to have my own business. My dream to have my own ministry, my own NGO. It's not possible. I can't do it. Hello? My dream to own my own school. After all, I don't serve people tire. Hallelujah. Let me use the rest of my prime. Let me serve myself. Amen. So as you stand in faith today, you will invade, because that impossibility must suffer an invasion from the higher power today. There must be an invasion. So what we are going to do, we are going to invade it by the power in the name of Jesus. I don't know what stands as an impossibility or irreversible situation in your life. You know it. But what God is saying to you today, my brother, my sister, Jesus says, invite me. I've got the power to turn it around. I can reverse it. What you thought is not possible is still possible. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do I have men and women of faith in this place today? Begin to invite Jesus into that situation right now. Mark 11 says, whatsoever, when you pray, believe that you have received it, and you shall have it. If you do not doubt, that situation is reversible. If you do not doubt, that impossibility is reversible. If you believe God today, be confident that God is going to get involved today. So ask him to get involved in that situation. So bring that desire before God right now. Bring that desire before God. Now begin to invade it with the power of God. Invade it with the power of God. You have invited Jesus. That Jesus, you are the one that can make impossibility possible. You are the one that can reverse the irreversible in my body, in my soul, in my spirit. You are the one that can reverse it. And I've chosen to believe you for a reversal today. So I invade, begin to invade. The Bible says whatsoever is not planted in our body must be uprooted. So invade any implant in your body right now. Invade it with the power of God in the name of Jesus. Begin to invade it. Whatsoever has invaded your health, invaded your body from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, invade it now with the power of God. It's got to go. every unlawful and unwelcome invader of your soul, troubling your soul, disturbing your soul. Invade it with the power of God right now. Command their eviction. They must be evicted. Tell it to come out in the name of Jesus. Beloved, this is a serious one. Begin to pray. You need to pray this. You need to pray this. This is how your deliverance will come. This is how you are moving and taking delivery of your next level. This is how your impossibility becomes possible. This is how the irreversible will be reversed. Command a divine reversal. Evict now by the power in the name of Jesus. Every invader of your body, every invader of your soul, every invader of your business, every invader of your academics, every invader of your marriage, begin now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's never too late. It's never too late. I don't care how bad it looks. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care whatever people say. Ah, kadayaba shete, like poporiaba. Invade it. Invade the invader. Invade the invader. Impossibility is an invader. Invade it right now with the power of God. Call it now to come out in the name of Jesus. Every invader in your life, by the power in the name of Jesus, I command it now. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You cannot stay in that body. I command you, come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name we pray. My Father, answer me by fire. Every need in my life and in my family, standing like impossible mountain, disappear now without trace. Let them begin to disappear. Let it disappear. Let it disappear. Everything that appears dead, in my life, in my marriage, let it disappear without trace in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. My Father, answer me by fire. Oh Lord, this issue in my life, Father, everyone, every mocker, every scorner of my situation, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let them be astonished with great astonishment. In the mighty name of Jesus, turn into your prayer right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Father, Lord God Almighty, in the name of your Son Jesus, by your mercy and the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Oh God, every situation, oh Lord, in the life of your people, every mountain of impossibility, every irreversible situation that has caused them to be mocked, caused them to be laughed to scorn, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask for your divine intervention. We ask for a divine reversal of that situation, causing the mockers to be astonished with great astonishment. In the life and situation of your people, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I prophesy a divine reversal over your life concerning every impossibility. In the name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy a divine reversal for every situation that has presented itself as irreversible in your life, in your family, in your marriage, in your finances, in your health, in your education, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I prophesy a divine reversal in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Masekere boshata. Things are about to change for you. Things are about to turn around in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. By the power in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I command a divine reversal right now over that situation in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command now in the name of Jesus Christ, I command your business to thrive. I command your business to arise. I command your marriage to be resurrected. I command your relationships right now to arise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I command that man that God has chosen to be your husband, I command it to come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. I command a divine reversal to every curse in your family that has caused marriage in your family. I reverse that curse today by the power in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare possibility into your life. I declare possibility into your family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord will bring divine surprises into your life this week. In the mighty name of Jesus, do I have someone here today to receive that prophecy that there's going to be a divine surprise coming into your life this week? In the mighty name of Jesus, receive it right now. Claim it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you shall receive it. Your eyes shall see it. Your mockers shall behold it. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will no longer be small. You will be great. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatsoever the devil has stolen from you, I command a sevenfold restoration into your life, into your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, give back everything that you have stolen from God's people. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I command you to restore back unto them everything you took. I command you in the name that is above every name, give it back now. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus mighty name we pray. Begin to thank the Lord. Thank God that he has made impossible situations possible. Thank him right now. Begin to thank him for it. Begin to thank him for it. Begin to thank him for it. There shall be a divine surprise coming your way. And your mocker shall be astonished with a great astonishment. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for invading the invader in the life of your people. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance. Thank you for victory. Thank you for progress. Thank you for peace. Thank you for the praise report. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for rebuking the enemy for our sakes. Glory be to your name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we give thanks. Put your hands together if you believe Jesus today. Come on, put your hands together. Shout unto the Lord. Shout a shout of praise. Shout a shout of victory. Shout a shout of victory. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, you get thee behind me. Victory today is mine. In the name of Jesus, victory is mine. Oh yes, victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I believe it. I told Satan, you get thee behind me. Victory today is mine. In the name of Jesus, victory. Victory. I'm victorious. I'm confident. Oh, Satan, get thee behind me. Victory today is mine. Victory, victory is mine. Ah, victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Oh, Satan, get thee behind me. Victory today is mine. It's my victory. Go to seven people. Tell them confidently.
when you are victorious, the devil can do nothing. You have escaped. Oh, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Yes, I told Satan. The devil can do. I am free. I've escaped. Victory is mine. Oh yes, I'm on top. I can never go down. Oh, hey, get me behind. Victory today is mine. Victory is mine. It's all mine. Jesus gave me victory. Hallelujah. I told you, Satan, get up behind me. In the name of Jesus.